At the Farm Progress Show, I'm speaking with Harlan Little, and Harlan, it's good to talk to you again. He is with Leica Geosystems, one of the major sponsors for AgWire.com. We really appreciate their support. Harlan, why don't you give us a little bit of an update on how things are going with Leica in terms of you know, the products that you guys have come out with here in this last year? It seems like at this point you've had some time to interact with customers and get some of this out in the field. How's that all going?
Actually, we really have gotten some great interest in the Mojo Mini, the Mojo 3D, our two touchscreens that we came out with this spring. Kind of missed the spring market a little bit, but you know, better to try and get it right than to bring it out early and not have it working. Had some great attendance here at the Farm Progress Show yesterday. Some great feedback from farmers touching the screen, and it seems like we've got something that the guys are really going to like out there in the field.
Well, there's more precision on display here than I've actually ever seen at a Farm Progress Show. So the technology has come a long way with companies like yourself investing more in and coming out with some of these new products. I think that maybe is helping drive more adoption in the marketplace.
Easier and affordable. I think it's two things. You know, I've been in this game of precision ag for the last 15 years at least, starting back when GPS, we couldn't find the field. And now we are very much, the RTK putting row on top of row. And it really is, it's come of age. And I think it's really the way that we're going to continue to be the efficient producer of food and fiber out there in the world right now.
Well, when people look at precision, it's kind of a broad term, really. It can encompasses a lot of different types of technology, even depending on what commodities you're talking about. But from a row crop standpoint and the accuracy that you get today, which we even are talking sub-inch at this point, what can you maybe make a comment how important that is to corn, soybean growers, cotton, others, to get that precise in terms of how they're doing their planting or applications?
Well, I think there's been a lot of work being done from a research standpoint, both industry and university, that's definitely proving that, I think we all understand the relationship of in-row seed placement. I mean, that's been talked about for years of, making sure that we've got precise spacing between plants in-row. And I think that's where the work lately has been done, really between row, and then that association of, if it's a strip-till situation, being able to put that fertilizer, that nutrient-dense band down. I remember a 2x2 placement when I was a kid growing up that we were really critical trying to get that starter pop up precisely at two and two, and it was all done mechanically with the boot. Well, now suddenly we're coming back across the field with another operation potentially that we need to redo that, or if we want to take advantage of last year's product, suddenly accuracy really matters, and the ticket price for admission to that accuracy isn't near the showstopper that it was just a few years ago. So I think because of that, as we gain better knowledge, we've got great effort from an industry standpoint of understanding what that accuracy is actually worth from a bottom line standpoint. And, it plays to the common sense also. As we understand the front to back, now we can also deal with the side to side. And so we get a full picture of that crop. And I think it's proving itself. I've never heard of anyone that went to RTK, went to the very fine measurement, and went back. It's always a move forwards to that. It's kind of our view of where we're at with the products that we're trying to bring in, is help people, if they haven't started, get started. If they have started, at least add on to what they're doing, and ultimately march their way to the kind of accuracy levels that they can justify in their operations.
Well, with Leica, what's like the first step? If somebody wants to, maybe they haven't really put this into their operation yet, what's kind of a good first step for them?
Got a couple great little places to start. I mean, the Mojo Mini is an all-around, just an easy manual guidance piece that also has street guidance, so you can actually find the store in town if you'd like. But I think the other part that we do, and we do very well, is width control. So be that planter section control or sprayer section control particularly. We've got a product that, heck, even if you've just got a GPS receiver, we can hook up to it, give us the NEMA string, and we can have you up and running on a fairly cost-effective, affordable basis that's easy to hook up. If you want to augment that with a screen, a 3D, we can certainly do that. I mean, we've tried to build it that we're scalable, start with what you've got, try not to throw stuff out as you go forward, but utilize it as you go forward and use the building blocks as you start your process into the precision ag side of the world.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I know that we want to encourage people to go to agguidance.com to find more information, but for growers out there that, do they have resources locally? Where should they look to besides online at your website?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Chuck, and ultimately a really timely thing, given that we've got, our local talent here with us. You know, we've got Brett Johnson with us in our booth here at Farm Progress, our local dealer that represents us. He's a farmer, runs a consulting business and all that stuff. And so ultimately, Brett is a wonderful resource right here locally in Iowa that has a group of guys that are pretty keyed up on this stuff, too.
Well, we'll point them to agguidance.com because that will there's a lot of information there that people can find, as well as talking to their local dealers then. Anything else right now that's going on with Leica? Maybe just a look ahead. How do you feel about I know we're getting into harvest here at this point, but that and looking in even to next spring.
Well, it's really exciting from our standpoint, given that we're branching out into some of this with the touch screen and that type of stuff. And as we continue to search out our existing dealer network and kind of going through a rebirth with them with some of these products, and at the same time having I've got some new salespeople out on the road that we've hired and been able to start getting some better coverage out there. Trying to get the Leica name out, that Leica isn't just an old German camera company, that we're serious about the ag business, and we're trying to make sure that we're bringing those products and that message to the marketplace. You'll be seeing more and hearing more about Leica as we continue to move forward.
Well, you definitely will be on agwire.com. We're going to make sure of that, and I want to thank you, Harlan, very much for talking with me here, giving us an update on what's new with Leica Geosystems. And from the Farm Progress Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.